strategy, our work in 2025. Our top five programs for this year seek to grow our services and increase awareness and research funding. Rebecca Packwood, Chief Executive. Increased helpline capacity. Over the past 3 years, we have focused on the increasing number of people we support in Scotland. Building on this work, we have invested in a new helpline care navigator role for Scotland to support the clinics and families impacted by PSP and CBD. We have also created a new helpline care navigator post for Wales. The rest of the team will provide services across England and Northern Ireland. Expanding support for carers. The carers groups introduced in 2023 have gone from strength to strength, and as a result, we have identified there are some specialist groups that are needed. We have created two new online carers groups. One group is for carers who are caring for a loved one living in a care home, and one is for carers who have recently been bereaved. Improving knowledge of PSP and CBD amongst health and social care professionals, HSCPs. To build the knowledge of PSP and CBD amongst health and social care professionals, we will be introducing targeted masterclasses. The first will be held in March, targeted at orthoptists. Alongside the masterclasses, we will be producing a specialist guide for speech and language therapists and an animation about CBD to match our existing animation about PSP. Improving awareness. Our campaigning work will focus on the access to coordinated care, with a focus on the challenges of accessing continuing healthcare funding. This is an issue that is raised frequently with the helpline, and when I visit regional support groups, it's an issue which has significant impact on the whole family. We will also hold an in-person event for health and social care professionals in each region to raise awareness. New research funds. A new research grant call will be made in the spring, when we will be releasing £350,000 for research into PSP and CBD. These grants will be on top of the 7 research projects we are already supporting. We are able to make a new grant call as a result of our understood appeal, careful management of income, and the generosity of supporters. The appeal will continue throughout 2025, and we hope to be able to raise more funds for research.